Welcome to the Beacon Podcast. I'm your host, Angie Sura, VP of Compliance with Navigate HCR. Each month, we will be navigating the seas of compliance trends and topics. So grab a life vest, sit back, and enjoy the ride. Hello, welcome to this episode of The Beacon. Our topic this month was supposed to be ERISA rules and regulations, but as we sit in the midst of ACA reporting for our clients here at Navigate HCR and all of the different conversations that I have had the privilege to have with various employers in both public and private sector across the United States, there seemed to be a theme with those conversations, and I thought, well, perhaps I will shake up our actual calendar of topics and focus today's podcast on ACA reporting, but specifically ACA reporting that is required on a state level. It seems as though there are times when having a conversation with an employer and we talk about their types of employees, where their employees reside. And certainly due to the pandemic, we've had so many more employees brought in to the fold that are working remotely. I mean, we have seen in all industries that can handle remote work that it doesn't matter where our employees live anymore. They have the capability to work remotely and that works with our industry and our type of services, then great. It really opened up a whole new pool of candidates for us as employers. But what seems to be missing is the new compliance component for ACA reporting that comes into play when we have employees in states that now require state-based ACA reporting. So if this is a new topic for you, let's talk about it a little bit. So we all know with traditional ACA reporting, we know the rules. We know the requirements. If you have 50 or more full-time equivalents and a fully insured plan, then yes, you must do the IRS reporting. If you sponsor a self-insured or a level-funded benefit plan, regardless of how many employees, you have to do the reporting. But another level is if you have employees that reside in any of the six states that now require state-based reporting, then you've got to do a separate reporting for those employees of those states. So let's break it down a little bit more. Right now, there are only six states that have put this into effect. Typically, what we see is when a state institutes an individual mandate penalty, meaning all individuals of that state must have insurance, healthcare, whether it's health insurance through their employer, health insurance on the individual marketplace, Medicaid, you know, all of the different types of plans out there. They just require that every individual of that state have some type of health insurance coverage. And if they don't, then there's a penalty. So anytime we see that happen, within 1, 2, 3 years from that starting is when we then see the requirement of the state-based report. So essentially, if a state is requiring that level of reporting, then they need to get some proof that individuals have insurance. So not only do individuals have to do some reporting on their individual taxes, but employers now have to also do another level of reporting. So where we see that this is something that has kind of flown under the radar for employers is if you're in your business is in a state or domiciled in a particular state, but it borders one of the six states that now has this mandate, you may have missed it. Or, as I mentioned earlier, we've got this whole new pool of candidates because of the ability to telecommute and work remotely. You may not realize it. So let's talk about those six states. So our front runner, the state that has had this type of reporting the longest, is actually the state of Massachusetts. Now, I find that kind of funny because I always watch California and New York. They always seem to be the front runners of all kinds of state-based rules and regulations and legislation. But in this particular instance, it was Massachusetts. Their mandate actually predates the Affordable Care Act. They instituted their mandate back in 06 and started reporting requirements all the way back in 2014. Although they really didn't have any penalty for employers until 2019. So Massachusetts was our first. Now, because they were the first, they already have all of their ducks in a row as far as how they want this reporting done. They even have their own special forms in order to transmit over to that state by their state's website. They do require that data be sent to them in XML format. They do not allow any paper submissions, and they do have the penalty in place for employers for not reporting. That penalty is $50 for each unreported individual with a maximum of $50,000. So if this is something new to you, perhaps you've recently forayed into remote workers, just be aware of any of your employees who reside in that state, in the state of Massachusetts. You want to make sure you get up to speed on those reporting requirements for those individuals residing in that state. New Jersey is another one. During 2018, New Jersey passed their state's individual mandate, which took effect in 2019. Now, New Jersey's requirements are, they do have a file format that's an XML type of format. They want that state filing to be transmitted to them by March 31st. So make sure, again, if you have any employees who are residents of the state of New Jersey, that you are doing the reporting for those individuals. Now, we've also got the District of Columbia. So if you have employees that reside in DC, they came out with their mandate approved in 2018, but actually enacted in 2019. So it's important to make sure you check on your population for anyone in DC. Now, DC has a little bit of a different set of requirements. They're looking for a TXT or a text file format for the transmission. As far as the penalty right now, they're saying it's on a case-by-case basis. Now, that may be what's current now, but that is subject to change. They could institute a penalty. They're looking for that state reporting to occur within 30 days after the IRS's filing deadline. Now, the IRS's filing deadline is usually around March 31st, April 1st, or 2nd, depending on how that falls on each calendar year. So it's important to make sure you are ready and prepared for that. We also have Rhode Island in the mix. Rhode Island instituted their individual mandate in 2020. So the reporting began in 2021 for the 2020 tax year. Now, their deadline for filing with the state is January 31st. They may post and publish an extension, but at this point it's stated as January 31st. They do require an XML file as well, and penalties are determined on a case-by-case basis, subject to change, of course. Now, it's important to understand the rules for each state because some states will still take paper files. They will sometimes take a copy of the IRS 1095 forms, but a lot of that is starting to phase out as the reporting has had a whole year already under their belt in those states. They've developed their schema and their business rules, and they're now looking at XML file formats. California is in this mix as well. They are actually the largest state with an individual mandate. They passed that in July of 2019, that mandate going into effect in 2020. So the interesting thing, though, about California is it's not for all employers to have to do this filing. For right now, it's for employers who sponsor a self-insured benefit plan. If an employer sponsors a fully insured benefit plan, then I believe it's the insurance carrier who's sending data over to the state. But for those of you out there that have a self-insured benefit plan and you have employees in the state of California, you want to make sure you're prepared for the filing for those folks. The state filing deadline in California is March 31st. They do want an XML file format, and they are publishing the employer penalty at $50 per unreported resident. Now, more states are likely to get on the bandwagon with this. I know Maryland is looking into it as well because of individual mandates that they have out there or are pending. So keep an eye on what the different states are doing, especially for the states that you have employees residing in. It can take some time to really gather what is needed. Certainly be prepared to have those types of file specs ready to upload into the state's website. Not all vendors out there are doing all states, and that's simply because the state has to approve vendors to be able to file on behalf of an employer. So, you know, keep an eye on what those different states are doing based on your own employee population. Certainly, if you've got your net cast wide for employees because you can certainly accommodate and want to fill positions on a remote basis, just keep in mind that there are different rules, laws, and regulations for the various states out there. So although it's super exciting that we have a bigger pool to get employees from with that availability of remote work, we always have to be mindful of the rules, regulations, and legislation in those states that the employees reside in. Now, this is just a really simple high-level overview of state ACA reporting requirements. And again, right now, it's only 6 different states that have it in force. We certainly at Navigate keep our ear to the wall to make sure we are watching for what other states are doing. But we certainly are not attorneys either. We do not play one on TV. We are just bringing you the information as we see it, and certainly as we experience it with our own clients across the United States. So I hope you found this helpful. If you need any more information about any of these 6 states, any of the requirements, what they will take, what they won't take as far as filing, you know, you're unsure, don't hesitate to reach out. We love to talk about this stuff. Our goal is always to help support our American businesses out there and make sure that you aren't opening yourself up to any potential gaps, which we know gaps in compliance can lead to unnecessary fines, fees, and penalties. So thanks for joining today. Although we were outside of our scheduled topic, I thought this was timely and relevant. With that, have a fabulous day. Thanks for tuning in and happy navigating.